If you'd like to take your Bible, there are some Bibles in the pews if you don't have your own with you. We're going to read Luke 22, verses 14 to 20. And I'm using the one that is in the pews, which is the New International Version. It's not an official seminary Bible, but we have many international students, and they find the NIV much easier to deal with than some of the other translations. And so Luke 22:14-20. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for what Jesus did. We're thankful, Lord, that he came to this earth, lived a sinless life, went to the cross as the Lamb of God without spot and without blemish, is ministering to us this very moment in the heavenly sanctuary, and is coming again. Lord, we want to go home. And every time we partake of this service, it reminds us of where we'd really like to be. We thank you, Lord, for this bread, an emblem of the broken body of Jesus. Help us, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be united this day in you because of what you've done. Thank you for your grace. It's amazing grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Those who will be participating, please stand, be seated as you are served, and wait for all to participate together. Please. Those who will be participating, please stand, and once you are served, take your seat and wait for all to participate together. For I received from the Lord what I also passed unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and ate. Let us eat together. Let us kneel for the blessing on the wine.
Our merciful and long-suffering God of the universe, we come before thee because without the spilt blood of Jesus, there would be no hope of salvation. Oh, how we thank thee that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We pray that each one of us here, as we come in this solemn service, will be fully surrendered to the will of our blessed Savior. And may we come boldly to our God, knowing that Jesus is our intercessor, our advocate, our mediator, the one who was our sacrifice, who is now our ministering high priest. O Lord, we pray that not one precious soul here this morning will be missing in that great gathering day when our Lord comes to take home his redeemed. May we all be faithful to that day. Amen. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen.